This is El Puente Podcast with
Kim,
Dave,
and Michael.
Conversations at the intersection of race, sexuality, religion, politics, art, music, and everything in between.
We're stronger when we connect the POVs of POCs.
It's like a lot of families, you just don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
In this case, like my mom. Like,
She says she basically told me, I want to be in denial. If she told me when I was dating a girl, and she's like, Kim, I'd rather just think of her as your best friend. Just don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Denial's powerful.
Denial's a powerful. Okay, denial's a hell of a drug.
Yes.
Yeah.
It got us a president. Sure.
There are some things you should probably never talk about, though. One of them with family is you should never talk about is politics.
Yeah.
Which, I learned over the holidays.
Oh, no, you did, Dave?
No.
Yeah.
You didn't know this?
I know, but I assume because, we're all black, so... I assumed we were all going to have a pretty much the same political bent. My assumption. It was
extended family.
This was an ignorant assumption because all of a sudden, Uncle over here starts spouting off some Fox News talking points.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
You can't be brainwashed. Like, what is happening with that? You cannot believe any of that shit. So, anyway, but the holidays came and went.
They did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was interesting. In 2019, did you guys make resolutions? Do you guys make resolutions?
I do, and I make the same one every year, and I always break it every year. So
What is that? What is that resolution?
Is to learn to say no.
To learn to say no.
Yeah, like I have a hard time telling people no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, especially like for art opportunities, I'm always like,
yes.
Not thinking, you have way too much on your plate.
Right. Or, you have things planned for that week. Yeah.
And it's just like, I just can't do it.
What about you, Kim? Any resolutions?
I'm along the same lines as Michael. For the Unity Church that we perform at, we do a burning bowl service where you take things you want to let go. No, that would be fun, especially since you throw it into the fire.
No, not marijuana. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So you throw, and the two things I threw into the fire was letting go of anger. I talked with my counselor about it, and she said, it's not really natural to say let go of anger because anger is a human emotion that you're going to have. But she was like, just maintaining healthy practices for your anger, you letting your reactions, like feeling the anger, but letting your reactions be productive. Mm-hmm. So that's something I want to do. But along those lines with Michael, I'm not good with boundaries. And I just let people push those boundaries. And I'm like, I have a hard time saying no as well. And I end up overwhelmed. And it's a direct hit on my health. I mean, when I am stressed, it makes I have fibromyalgia and narcolepsy with cataplexy. And so what happens is with cataplexy, when you're stressed out, you have moments of paralysis, like where there are moments where I cannot move.
Wow.
And so it's very uncomfortable. Yeah. And so I have to, for my health, I'm like, okay, self-care is a big part of my resolution.
Good.
Yeah.
Self-care in 2019.
Yes.
You guys may have heard we have another voice with us today. Mm-hmm. This week, we have a guest.
Yes.
Our friend Bug here is with us.
Bug. Hi. Davidson.
And
Bug. And Bug, 2019, do you do resolutions?
I was so glad to see last year go. Oh. I was just sort of like...
Right.
I bought a new calendar for $1.99.
Yes.
And I started writing stuff in there, but I didn't even, I was just like,
yes.
I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.
Did you take your 20 calendar and throw it in the fire?
No, last year I didn't buy a calendar. And I used like the electronic one on my phone, and I was just like, that was a mistake, So
Yeah.
You're just looking forward to it. That new year.
I'm just easing into something fresh.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I have selfish resolutions, okay? I have to confess. Mine are pretty selfish. And they're the ones that everybody makes every year, too, you know? It's like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. But for me, it's really more about being healthier, okay? Yes. So I know this is going to come as a shock to the listeners. It was definitely a shock to Kim.
Hang on. Let me get my shot to prepare myself.
I know. He's going to put it right in my face.
Oh, why did you get three glasses, too?
Oh, because he's expecting me to want to drink one.
No, but
I'm giving up alcohol for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Because I want to slim down, and I know that's the one ingredient that's keeping me from doing it. Because I do all the other things, right? I do all the other things. But that's the one thing I never do. And so I'm going to give that a go. I went ahead and took my selfie where it's like, this is me, you know, December 31st. And now 6 months from now, hopefully I'll be like, you know, Yes. Yeah. And then I'll start drinking again. But
low calorie drinks.
Yeah, we had that one friend in Mexico City who did that, remember?
And
it was for a year though, I think.
His name was Vic, and he just slimmed down and looked really big. But it's not just let's just think I'm totally like just made of, you know, plastic or whatever. I have another reason. It's because, you know, it's a health issue for me.
Health.
I have high blood pressure, you know, as most, there's like one in three people in America have high blood pressure, right? I'm one of those people. And so, you know, as I get older and older, the blood pressure medicine doesn't work as good if you don't help it out a little bit.
Right.
And
right.
You got to help it out with certain things like exercise and not drinking as much, you know? So I'm just, you know, it's just now I'm just down to heroin.
Well, plus, like, when you have a hangover, do you, like, get a burger? I mean, I know I do.
Yes. That's so horrible.
It's, you're right. It's a double whammy.
It's like, yeah.
Drink and then burger.
Yep.
Fries.
Yeah. It's the drunk munchies. Yeah. Every time.
Yes. Yeah.
Every art opening I go to, and there's always free alcohol at these things.
Yeah.
On the way home, it's like, I gotta eat something. Mm-hmm. Like, I already had dinner, but you just have that munchie. It's horrible.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in 6 months, but, you know.
What is your biggest temptation, you think? Like, will it be going out, or will it be...
You nailed it.
Yeah.
It's where we're so social around alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Alcohol and socializing are, like, intertwined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And especially in the gay community, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, us gay men... It's been one of my complaints is that we don't seem to have another way of socializing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I used to play on a gay soccer team, and that was great because it was healthy and I was around my gay brothers. But after the games, we would go drink.
Yeah. Or you'd do a fundraiser at a bar.
We would go, you know, to Rain to have a fundraiser. Rain was our sponsor. So Rain is a gay club for who don't know. And, you know, so that's been my complaint. So that's obviously one of my concerns. But
have a bubbly water with lime.
I'm all into that. But my biggest, I think my biggest saving grace is going to be that I also want to make 2019 the year that I really accomplish a lot of things. So instead of spending all that energy trying to have fun and drink and socialize, I'm just going to be hunkered down in my place, working on things I need to work on.
Yeah.
You know, working on programs that I want to learn and, you know, writing and all the other stuff that I love to do, but sometimes, you know, takes a back seat to the good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a focused fiend in 2019.
Focus mofo.
Focus me.
I gotta, because I'm also not drinking right now, and I got an app that tells me all the statistics of how much healthier I am and how much money I'm saving. And
what?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and it's a free app, and I think there were like 10 of them to choose from. So
what is it called?
Wait, what did you put in? Yeah. What do you, or?
Here, let me put down my shot.
How did you Google it?
Easy quit, maybe?
Easy quit. Let's look it up. He's gonna look it up for us. You look it up for us.
Easy quit drinking.
Quit drinking. There's an app for everything.
So I've passed on 187 drinks.
Wow.
And you put in like how many you're having. Because I haven't drank since Thanksgiving, actually.
Okay, you downloaded this app yesterday?
Yeah, right? I've saved $469. But then it has all the health stuff, too, which I thought was super cool.
That's brilliant.
So it tells you all this stuff.
So is it only drinking, or can it be, like, french fries?
Right?
You know?
They have, I don't,
that's her problem.
There's an app for that, I'm very sure.
Easy quit fries.
Kim, I need to play for the new song for you from Willem from Drag Race.
Oh, really?
Have you ever heard the song?
French fries.
No, but Willem's the Trip.
Oh, so. My God. It's about, like, it's a parody of, what was it? It's a Rihanna song, wasn't it, Dave?
Yes.
And it's, like, so funny because it's, like, you know, we just left the club and eating some fries and, like, what song is it that it's a parody of?
I forget now. I'd have to hear it. We found love in a something Rihanna. Place.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we found love in a hopeless place.
Yes, but it's like, you know, why the fuck are you eating all my fries? It's just like, it's so funny. It's so good.
Oh, I found that app. You. Here we go. I'm downloading it right now. Yeah. I think this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Or
that's a different one.
That looks
really
very similar,
I don't drink very much. I really don't. Only when I'm with y'all.
Oh, my God. Don't blame it on us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so shall we go ahead and get into the news, guys?
Let's do it.
All right, so
pop that news.
Pop it.
The news.
So this week, obviously the big news is what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the Congress and the shutdown. Over y'all's president's border wall. It's going into, as of this recording, day 15, day 16 tomorrow. And now Americans are starting to feel the effects. In a couple of days, the IRS will not be able to process returns, tax returns. So for those of you who are waiting for your tax returns, you're going to be waiting a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Make America great again. And, of course, the national parks are still closed. You know, it's going to start affecting the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. They're going to have to start furloughing.
Did we really have an EPA anyway? Yeah.
What little bit of EPA we had left is going to start furloughing employees. Not to mention the biggest hit, which, of course, is the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, are the people who, you know, do all the TSA in particular,
yes,
at the airports, who do all the screening and make sure we don't have bombs on our airplanes.
Yeah.
Those people right now are working without pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
And there's a story about a lot of them are calling in sick to work because they're going to other jobs that actually pay. Yeah.
They're actually calling in sick to get work so they can pay the
Terrifying.
Bills. Yeah. I mean, what else would they do? I mean, they got to eat.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, it's just terrifying that like this creature in the White House is like saying like, oh, you know, I'm so pro-America, blah, blah, but I'm going to make it less safe, you know, by doing
less safe and make people struggle
from being petulant.
Petulant,
you know,
child.
Not even something that matters. It's just like, ugh.
And well, wasn't
and
he,
there, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, wasn't he calling it a strike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
As it, you know.
Yeah. I don't like to call it a, you know, a shutdown. I call it a strike.
That because these workers should be coming in for
tantrum?
Free.
Yeah.
They chose to strike. Yeah. But, oh, and of course, the other scandal this week was some video at a fundraiser that surfaced of a new freshman senator, Rashida Tlaib. I don't know if you guys saw this video. She's at I guess it's a private party. Of course, the new Congress was just sworn in a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at a party, and they're celebrating her being sworn into office. Rashida actually is a representative from Detroit. She's a Muslim American, one of, I believe, two that's mm-hmm. been elected into the Congress. And she, I guess, let her exuberance get a little ahead of her, away from her. And this is what she had to say on the stage.
People love you, and you win. Woo! And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Which may be true. But predictably, you could see, of course, the fake outrage immediately caused with the Republicans.
Yes.
Which, you know, of course, they immediately went to, oh, my God, I can't believe she's talking like that. And how outrageous that she would use that language. Even y'all's president had something to say. He said, oh, it was a disgrace that she would talk that way in front of her child. And, you know, how dare she use that language? I mean, it's so fake, right? The fake outrage. Of course, we don't have to remind you guys, the listeners, of all the wonderful things that y'all's president has said over the three and a half years that we... But, you know, just in case you happen to be wondering if Donald Trump has ever used that word as well, yes, there's tape of that. And here it is.
So he said, well, what would you do? What can you do? So easy. I drop a 25% tax on China. And you know, I said to somebody that is really the messenger. The messenger is important. I could have one man say, we're going to tax you 25%. And I could say another, listen, you motherfuckers, we're going to tax you 25%.
So, like, tweets, there's audio for everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's proof of everything. Yeah. So, and the fake outrage is just ridiculous.
Oh. Yeah.
They have to because they have nothing real to
Well,
to
self-righteousness is their, you know, multivitamin.
Yes. Yeah. Now, he wouldn't have been pissed if she had said something on the lines of, like, we're going to impeach that pussy before we grab it. That would have been perfectly fine.
Yep.
That would have been perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been awesome.
That she said been,
can you imagine? Because yes. they couldn't say anything back.
I think the audience would have been a little stunned, though. They'd be like,
oh.
She went there.
Mommy, what's a pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's just part of like...
Where was she? What was the...
It was a party.
Okay.
She was on a stage. It was like a campaign party, celebration party. Okay. It wasn't like a rally.
Right.
Donald Trump was talking about that, you know, taxing the Chinese and calling them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's calling the Chinese motherfuckers, first of all.
Yeah.
Let's call a spade, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he's doing it in a political rally in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
So, which is worse.
Right. Hypocrite.
Anyway, but I think one person really nailed it for me this week. They said, forget all the fucking words that are said and the cuss words and stuff. Let's look at what he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really scandalous.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much now. It's like, where do you even begin?
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't impeached him.
Well,
it's coming.
You know,
hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. And we have full out evidence.
I know, but these people...
Crime.
The Republicans love being in power. So they're, you know, when they're in control of all the branches, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're just going to ride it for what it's worth. And
fortunately, they got their asses handed to them in the election. So,
there's some hope there then.
There's some hope. We'll be following you, Rashida Tlaib.
Mm-hmm.
You go, girl.
All right, this week in Lecciones Learn, where we teach Kim some Espanol, we have a special guest who's going to participate in the learning with us. Again, our friend Bug Davidson, who is actually trying to learn Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been watching some telenovelas and some shows.
Yes.
But today we're going to be, you know, doing our Spanish lesson with Kim, and Bug's going to help us out as well. So... Michael, what do we got for us today?
All right, so we're going to work on some more idioms.
Idioms.
I just love these. They're just...
And do one more time for the guys who are slow, like myself. What is an idiom again?
So it's a phrase or a saying that shouldn't be taken literal.
Okay. It's not a perfect translation.
It's poetic.
It's poetic.
So it's like, you know, metaphor.
It's almost like a metaphor. Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
Okay, gotcha. Understand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so Kim, try to read that first one. We'll let you do the second one, Bug.
Oh.
Okay. De tal palo tal astilla.
Okay, now remember how the double L is pronounced.
Astilla. I thought I said astilla.
There you go.
Okay. Did I say an L?
It was a little weak
astilla.
On the... There you go. Okay.
Okay. From the pool? The pool?
From the pool. No.
From the palo. From Paul?
Not from Paul.
No. Palo.
Okay, so palo's up.
Yes. So it's like a stick.
Oh, okay. From the stick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Astillar. Astilla is like... Is that the verb astillar?
No, this is a noun.
This is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're even stumping me here.
A monster?
Not a monster.
I like that guess.
Not a monster. Okay, Michael, what is it?
You all fail.
So what does this mean?
Okay, so it's basically a saying that means like it's like father like son, or the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree kind of thing. So a palo is a stick and astilla is a splinter. So it's like
de tal palo tal astilla.
Yeah.
So, like, from this stick, this splinter.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Right. Yeah. It's a fun little phrase. Uh-huh.
Wow. Like, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
That's how us Texans say that.
So, palo is stick.
Palo stick. Astilla is a splinter.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good.
How was I supposed to get that?
You weren't.
That was hard. That was hard.
That's the fun part. Uh-huh. All right, Bug's going to do the second one. So, Bug, give this one a try here. First, just try to say it.
Sure.
And then we'll say it.
I'm going to ruminate on it. Okay. Oh, gosh.
Ruminate away, honey, because I'm always...
Esta en la edad del pavo.
Mm-hmm. That's perfectly said.
Yep.
Estar en la edad de pavo.
Del pavo. Mm-hmm.
So, estar means to be. And edad is age.
Yes.
And pavo is como... ¿Qué es pavo?
I want to hear what you think it is.
Pavo para mí es como un... It's a bird, right?
Yeah, the turkey.
A turkey.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? So,
yes.
So this means to be age and turkey.
To be the age of a turkey?
An age doesn't mean, I mean, it does mean like your age.
Like the era?
Like the era or the era.
The period era. Of the chicken.
Ish.
That's an egg.
The chicken has a period.
Delicious.
I don't know what's happening here.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go ahead and go on that.
Can you imagine if women did that? Like, when they had their period, they just laid eggs?
Well, that's what, my son believes.
I mean,
believes.
You do.
Because I was trying to explain to him what a period was, remember?
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, well, once a month, women, it's kind of like we lay eggs. And he was like a chicken? And I was like, oh, my God, forget it.
Let's not go down that road with your baby, right?
All right. Okay.
That from thinking all kinds of things. Anyway, right, so estar en la edad de pavo, which
del
means
pavo.
Del pavo, which means what, Michael?
So it's basically like to be, this is a hard one to say, to like be in the age range of the turkey. That's what it literally means.
Okay.
But what it refers to is to be like a teenager.
Right. Immaturity,
awkwardness. So like you see like a young person, you're like, oh, están en la edad del pavo.
Oh.
They're acting like that. So like your son.
Yeah.
He is acting prematurely teenage.
Oh, right? So I would say estar
en la edad del pavo. So like he's kind of being awkward and
he's just kind of awkward.
You know, that in between stage.
Pavo like
right.
Like
turkey.
I guess turkeys are awkward. I don't know. I never thought of that.
They certainly
are. They're pretty awkward.
Yeah.
They're very awkward birds.
Teenage years too. They're weird looking.
Yeah. Like they walk weird. You know, they make that weird sound. Kind of like my students.
Jeez.
You called them a bunch of jab turkeys.
I did. All right, the third one, Kim, give that one a go.
Well, I do know that las gallinas is chicken.
Okay,
yes. Okay.
You know, hens, chicken, hens.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Is it like to accost?
Nope.
Accost.
Well, say it, read it out loud first.
Acostarse con las gallinas.
Very well said.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good pronunciation.
I know with the chickens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Acostarse. What is that verb?
Like it's not like you're accosting someone.
No.
Sometimes, yes.
David.
Oh my gosh, is this what I'm thinking it is?
What?
Choking the chicken?
No.
No, it's not masturbation that we're talking about. Okay.
Well, that would be an idiom.
Yeah, it would be.
No. Acostarse means to lay down.
Yes, to lay down.
To lay down
or
the chickens?
Or to go,
oh, my God. We're getting worse here.
Or to go to bed.
Oh my God. Now we've crossed the line. We're
but
going
it's not
to bed
literal.
With chickens.
It's not literal. It's not literal.
No.
What does it mean? Like.
So what would you take a guess?
I don't know. Acostarse con las gallinas.
Is it like about a group mentality? Like, is it about... Okay, no.
No,
okay.
No, yeah,
that's a good guess. That's what I would guess.
Is it like slumming it with the chickens?
No.
Or like, you know, I would say like Bug was saying, like, you know, you're in bed with the bad people.
Yeah. Oh.
No, the dirty people.
No, it's not like me. It's not like the chickens coming home to roost. No.
Oh, is it like, is it about follow the pecking order?
No.
That's another good one.
I'm trying to think, like, the opposite would be amanecerse con los gallos. Let's see if Dave would die. So gallos is roosters.
Yeah.
So to get up,
amanecer is to wake up with the roosters. So in that sense, that would be what? You get up early.
You get up early. So this would be like, you go to bed late.
You go to bed early.
Wait, how come men get up early and the girls go to bed late?
They're night blind. Chickens can't see in the dark. It's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, so they have to get in the hen house before sun goes down.
Oh,
otherwise they're lost.
So the roosters can, though?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
But they're not, like, predators. I've raised chickens who can tell.
Wow,
but, yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that at all.
That's so cool. So, yeah.
So this is to acostarse con las gallinas means you go to bed
early.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because the rooster goes, oh, and wakes you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So this is going to bed late.
No, early.
Wait, Las Gallinas.
Yeah, early. So it's like the chickens go to bed early before it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you're going to bed early too.
Oh.
I got you.
See, I would get confused because I think, you know, the rooster wakes you up.
Yeah, well, they wake up early.
So they wake up early.
The roosters.
Unless you get lucky and get like a stoner rooster.
Oh, but you go to bed.
Really?
It's so nice.
God. I used to live next to a rooster. I swear to God I was going to kill that rooster.
You were going
to
choke that chicken.
I was going to choke that chicken. Oh, seriously. For real. All right, we got one more. Okay. Bug is going to say this one, right?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Right.
There you go. You did so good on the last one. Don't worry.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You're showing me up now.
Is this about lesbians?
No, but that's a very good guess.
Okay.
And
I'm
impressed that you know that connotation.
Okay, sorry, I'm contemplating silently, which is not the format I'm working in. You can't see the look on my face of focus and determination.
He's really working on this sentence here. Okay.
I'm nervous about the first word because I feel like
I'll help you with the first word.
Okay.
Ready? Darle.
See, okay.
Okay.
Darle la
vuelta
a la tortilla.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So vuelta is this.
Yeah, to turn. To turn over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, is this about like being wishy-washy?
That's totally what I would think it is.
Is that what you're thinking? Okay. What about you, Kim?
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure out what vuelta is.
Vuelta, to turn over.
It's vuelta.
Yeah.
I thought darle was to turn.
Think about what you do with a
tortilla. Is to give.
Oh, I know what this is. Don't fall in love with a lesbian who can't make up her mind.
You've got it.
I was about to freak out if you were going to think I was right. I was like, that totally was not what I was thinking.
I was like, what? Why does it have tortilla in it? I don't get this
analogy.
But
think about what you do with a tortilla, right? You do this,
oh,
right?
Oh, right,
so
right,
dale
right.
La vuelta con la tortilla. Is that,
yeah.
Okay? Oh, I would think it would be wishy-washy then.
So you were originally guessing that it had something to do with lesbians because of?
I had this explained to me a few times because there's a word that you can call a lesbian woman in Spanish, right?
Yeah, tortillera.
Yeah. And it's
what is it?
Tortillera.
Tortillera.
Which are the women who make the tortillas.
Tortillera.
So they're like constantly with their hands.
Yeah.
Dando la vuelta a la tortilla.
It's a dirty hand joke.
How can you make tortilla dirty?
But that's not what it means. No. What does it mean, Michael?
So what this one means is to turn the tide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like things are going one way and then you flip it over and now it's
going, and now it's going this way.
Yeah. So like you could, I don't know why you'd want to do this, but you could do it like in a sports context.
Yep.
You know, like this team was winning y luego le dieron la vuelta a la tortilla y empezaron a ganar. They started to win.
Got it.
What's
yeah,
darle
yeah, yeah.
again? I forgot it.
Darle is to give.
To give.
So to give the tortilla a turn.
To give the
detour.
Yeah. And is it mostly in a positive connotation, or is it, can it go either way? Like, it's,
I think it can go
negative
way.
Or
yeah.
positive.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Wow. Those are great.
We're all learning Spanish. Wow. Well, thank you, Spanish. Thank you, Michael, for our Spanish lesson.
Thank you.
And next week, we'll get some more idioms to practice. Mm-hmm. And yeah. If you guys have any great ideas of idioms that we should learn, let us know.
The internet isn't just for porn. It's for shutting people the hell up, too. It's a space where everyone can speak their mind. It's a place where someone else can tell you how stupid that mind is by giving you a clapback heard around the world.
Thank you, Kim. And this week, I did this for Michael specifically.
Thank you.
Because Michael is in love with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
I think everybody is. It's well, obviously not everybody, but
everybody. Yeah. Well, all of us liberals are, but Michael in particular has a thing for her.
She's just like, oh, she's the clappiest person I think I can ever remember.
She doesn't take anybody's shit.
She does not. And she does it like super succinctly, and like it's just judo. The way
she seems
it.
To be having a really great time which makes me so happy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You never think of those people being happy except when they come to their money or whatever, you know.
That was a read right there.
That was my clapback.
That was your clapback. But this week, Ms. Cortez, Representative Cortez from New York's 14th district, she kind of got into it with a Fox commentator by the name of Ed Rollins. He's like this old angry person. And the tiff kind of came up because Cortez, she is proposing what is called the Green New Deal. And basically the idea is we want to invest in green jobs, infrastructure, technology, etc. And we want to fight climate change. In fact, she wants us to be completely off of carbon fuels in 12 years.
Wow.
Which, you know,
that's amazing.
Trump's own administration or y'all's president's own administration admitted we have about 12 years to right this ship before the planet is experiencing catastrophic global catastrophe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's too far to turn back, right? Yep. We got 12 years to get this right. So she's very bold in her ambitions. One of the ways she wants to achieve this, of course, is by going back to the way taxes used to be before Reagan, certainly, and even back to like the Eisenhower days, where the top percent of earners, the very, 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 very top, were taxed at like 70%. Right. And I don't know.
Hey, they're always talking about like the good old days. Yeah. Let's make them the good old days.
Yeah.
Hey, why do you think the good old days were so good? It's because we topped those fucking rich ass motherfuckers and built highways and ports and all kinds of shit. We went to the moon, for God's sake.
Yep.
Anyway, as expected, some conservatives over at Fox News were not having it. And they particularly go after her a lot. I don't know if you guys have noticed, right? Mm-hmm. There's like this very sexist machismo way that they tend to go after her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, they obsess about her clothes. They obsess about her high heels.
Dancing.
Her dancing, which we'll talk about later. But this particular episode of Lou Dobbs' show, which Lou Dobbs always reminds me of that movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. Parties. Yes, and the sequel.
Yeah. I feel like I don't think it was Lou Dobbs, but it's basically the same deal. Anyway.
Yeah.
So watching.
See,
Lou
I thought
Dobbs,
you were gonna say Droopy Dog. Yeah, he looks like Droopy Dog.
He
to
is
me.
Droopy Dog too. Yeah, he seems pissed off all the time. But anyway, he has a guy who always goes on the show. His name is Ed Rollins, and Ed Rollins actually said this on the show. They were talking about the taxation proposals of Ms. Cortez. And he said, that little girl who wants to do pre-Reagan economics with 70% taxes. And he actually had the audacity to call her that little girl.
That is so condescending and sexist.
I mean, just like they don't even try to hide it anymore there, right? Well, never the one to take any old windbag's bullshit. Ms. Ocasio had a little clap back to say.
GOP loves to insult my intelligence, yet offers this as their best and most seasoned opposition to my proposals. If anything, this dude is a walking argument to tax misogyny at 100%. Winky eye emoji. Republicans rob everyone the opportunity of real policy debate by resorting to this.
Yeah. I love that she put this in quotes with a link to the video. So, you know, I mean, it's like this thing, mm-hmm. this monster on the television screen right here.
This creature.
Yeah. But that's kind of how she rolls. Mm-hmm. Like, she claps back in real time.
She does. Yep. She's yeah. That's the great thing about having a millennial.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it's second nature. It's not somebody working with her. Is this okay? I feel like that's just like her organically coming in there. And
yep.
Just like the Cheeto. He's just organically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I think you're on something about the millennial. Like, you know, do not come for the millennials.
No. Nope.
Because, you know what I mean? They will cut you down.
I mean, they were responsible, I think, for the blue tide in the midterms. For like shrinking back the NRA when you know the millennials that
think about those kids at Stegman,
yes,
Stoneman Douglas High School,
mm-hmm,
who
mm-hmm.
are, you know, fighting for sensible, right, gun control regulation. I mean,
yeah,
this new generation is on top of their shit.
Yep.
Thank God.
I know there's a stereotype out there that, you know, they're clueless and they're not engaged and everything. But they say that about every youthful generation, don't they? Mm-hmm. They say that about the Generation Xers.
Yeah. In that case, it was true.
Well, we were pretty stoned all the time. But we still turn out some pretty damn good music. Anyway.
Yes.
So.
We're the parents of the millennials. So, I mean.
Yeah.
They came from somewhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So do not come for millennials. Do not come for Representative Cortez, because she will cut you like she did.
With a smile.
This week in A Mi Gente, Michael is going to tell us something that has been on his mind. Michael?
Mm-hmm. This kind of occurred to me over the holidays, and it's something I was sort of desensitized to for years, because Mexicans, we have a weird, twisted sense of humor. We have a lot of darkness, you know. And so one phrase that gets, or a word that gets used a lot as a term of endearment is gorda, which means fat one, right?
Fat one.
Mm-hmm. Fat so,
one female.
Yeah. Gorda. And the person doesn't even necessarily have to be overweight or whatever, you know. You know, just the same thing like with babies. Like, if you see someone's baby, you're like, ay, mira que feito. You know, oh, look how ugly. It's like this, you know, but they know you're not saying the child's ugly. But I feel like that affects the way we approach, that the word gorda affects the way we approach body sizes subconsciously. Uh-huh. Because I've noticed my family in particular is super body conscious, especially when it comes to putting on weight. So like, I feel like my nieces experience a lot of that, where their weight is like constantly talked about. Mm. I get that all the time. Especially like for my older brothers, mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, you've put on weight. Well, right. And like, and ironically, like I'm one of the thinner people in the family.
I know. Right, right.
But they just have to make it this point. And it's like, ay, mi gente, like what, why is that such an important thing?
Why is it so you know, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny that happened to me too.
Me too.
One of the Latino janitors at my school. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Isidrio. And we're walking down the hall. He says, you know, hey, estás un poquito más gordo, no? He says, you're like a little bit bigger, aren't you? And I'm like, crack. Face crack right here. You know, I tried to respond to it like graciously, but it was like, you don't know me like that? No. And yes, I have. Thank you. No, but you know, but you're right. And he didn't mean it like an insult at all, right? It was like you said, it was like almost like a term of endearment. Like, hey, what's up, fatty? Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
But it's weird because it doesn't have that same connotation. Like, you can call someone and call
are
him
you
fatty.
Doing fatty? I mean, that's horrible.
Like, less like strangers with a candy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Gordo, gordo.
But yeah, it's just fascinating. Is that something you've ever noticed about other?
Well, I'll tell you my personal family.
All right.
They were celebrating the first time I started gaining weight, because in Virginia, extended family, they're very large people. So they're like, oh my goodness, you finally got some meat on you, girl. Mm. But now when I go home, you know, my mom was like, oh, you've gained a little weight. And it's not, so it's just blatant out like, well, you've gained weight, but yeah. It's not like a cute thing. You know, it's just like, I've yeah. noticed,
yeah.
you know, it's important to her, you know, that I'm being healthy. And so she equates the weight gain with health.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. See, that's different though. I feel like
that is a little different.
What I'm talking yeah. about is just about like, oh, how you look.
It's just how
yeah.
you look.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
You were going to say something, but like,
no, I'm curious about this in relation to age, because it seems like at some point in youth, it's sort of nice to see someone fill out. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain point, it might become a sign of like, oh, is this, do we have control over this, you know, kind mm-hmm. of a deal.
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know, like, commenting about other people's bodies is so treacherous in yeah. general. Like,
it's so bizarre.
And then the opposite I'm thinking of is this, like, family life or, like, friendly life is, like, that corporate thing where, like, you can't say anything about anyone's body. So you have to use all this other doublespeak, which is, like, oh, you look really healthy when someone drops a lot of weight. Or,
exactly.
Or, yeah. like,
You yeah. know, and I hate that particular example is always used. Oh, you look so great, i.e., you've lost
yeah.
a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. losing weight equals great. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, yeah. why don't you tell me I look great now, even though I've gained like 10 pounds eating these tamales?
Right. Yeah.
right.
Well, and absolutely. Like it's you are more or less attractive to someone else depending on what they like, not, you know, how yeah. even you perceive your own body. Right. Like, yeah. but is there humor even in that? Like you're talking no, about it not, becoming like something yeah, else.
Not in this context. It's just very much like, oh, mm-hmm. like I feel really bad for one of my nieces. She, I've never even thought like of her being like overweight, but I guess she's not as skinny as her two sisters.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got really sick recently and like couldn't keep food down. And as a result, like she lost a lot of weight. And so everyone was like, oh, you look so good.
Oh,
and
it's like, right, right.
And she's like, yeah, because like, I was violently ill.
Yeah.
Thank you for appreciating.
Like, that happened to me, remember?
Oh, that's right. That did yeah. happen to you.
It really hurts, honestly.
Oh, that's yeah. terrible.
When yeah. people say that to you after you've been really
absolutely.
Ill.
Absolutely.
It hurt my feelings. People yeah. are like, oh, you look great. And oh my goodness, you lost all that weight. And I'm like,
I've been deathly yeah. ill,
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah. yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's like, how could you say that?
I also lost half my colon. Thanks.
Do you think it's the way they show that they're noticing you and that they care?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Do you know, like when there's they so say many- you're, you know, you're... You know,
I also think that
yeah. bigger.
I think yeah. it's that, but I think it's also mixed in with, you know, fat shaming. And mm-hmm. I think fat shaming is one of the still kind of accepted prejudices mm-hmm. in this
absolutely.
In this culture.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I absolutely believe that. So, you know, and we do it ourselves. We do it to ourselves because we are affected by
it's
it.
It's true. Yeah,
you know, we are. I mean, shit.
Yeah,
I'm constantly battling trying to lose weight, like we talked about a second ago. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the gay community, as a gay man,
yeah,
it's like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Whew.
Body conscious,
serious,
to the max. Yeah.
So, might have to say, I'm handing to my gay friends too. My gay men too, not just the Latinos, you know. It's like mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, lots of shaming going on in there.
We just have to block that out and just realize that language is powerful. Like even if we are using things as jokes sometimes, I think it somehow sneaks into our subconscious
and yes.
like to where it is just like a nonchalant thing in this instance, and it's like no, we need to respect each other
mm-hmm.
and so. Respect that everyone is in control of their own body, and it's not our business.
Exactly.
Your business.
Nanya. Life's confusing. Look no further than your fellow humans, tweets and memes, and everything in between for life's sweet answers. And you will no longer have to ask, what exactly do you meme?
At I Can't Finish Noth. If, quote, guys, end quote, is gender neutral, then so is, quote, cis. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
It's officially get in your car and yell, Hijo su pinche madre, está frío season.
From Mark Hamill. People complaining about my anti-Trump tweets need to understand. I love my country, and I feel it's my duty to oppose this demented sociopath with every fiber of my being.
This is from Unknown. Masturbate first, then see if you still want to go see him. Sometimes you're just thirsty.
From Unknown. Canceling plans is okay. Staying home to cook is okay. Disappearing for a bit to get your life together is okay. Resurfacing in a foreign country 10 years later with a new name is okay. It's called self-care.
From Unknown. Don't wait till your deathbed to tell people how you feel. Tell them the fuck off now.
From Unknown. Waitress. Let me get that mess out of your way. Me. I already called him an Uber, thanks.
From at Pearls. From Myrna. The outburst I just had at Joanne's Fabrics is not reflective of who I am.
From Unknown. Mexico agrees to pay for Donald Trump's border wall, but they will use the 1848 border.
From at It's Nina Rivera. Are you horny or are you deprived of basic caring human touch?
From Unknown. Dear shower curtain, don't fucking touch me, bitch.
From at Unknown. ¿Qué sabes de adrenalina si nunca arriesgaste tu vida en una piñata?
From Unknown. IDK, who need to hear this? But you've been humble long enough. Start acting a goddamn fool.
From David Sedaris. If you're looking for sympathy, you'll find it between shit and syphilis in the dictionary.
From at gin underscore and underscore tacos. It's almost like people with tons of capital benefit from running the economy into a huge recession every decade or two so they can buy up assets on the cheap and consolidate even more wealth into a small number of hands.
From at Shook 1. Some of y'all are damaged as fuck and still want to be getting into relationships? Stop it. You're hurting people. Go heal first, make your money, be at peace with yourself, and fix your life.
From As Told by Jade. Getting your shit together requires a level of honesty you can't even imagine. Ain't nothing easy about realizing you're the one that's been holding you back this whole time. That your lack of discipline is the answer to some of those why not me questions you ask.
At B3 Naqua. Make it memorable. Go way beyond what people expect of you. Deliver something they've never seen before. Put your unique spin on it. Trust your intuition. Don't overthink it.
From at Gill and Easy. Does anyone else pack underwear for a trip like they're planning on shitting themselves twice for every day that they're gone?
At Breaking Numbers 45. How dare Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dance in college? Any responsible young person would have been out boofing in Devil's Triangle or pounding brewskis at Tobin's house with PJ and Squee. Does she even keep a calendar?
From at Mrs. Math Teacher. Baby boomers blame millennials for everything, but who put carpet all over these hardwood floors, Patricia?
From Unknown. Really hate when flies rub their hands together. What the fuck are you planning, you little asshole? You have a lifespan of like 3 days.
We have to cancel out the darkness with some light and focus on positivity and gratitude in the world. So, as always, we end with Esso, Esso, Esso! What positivity are we wrapping things up with this time, Dave?
So, if you're like me, you've probably seen the video of Representative Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, dancing on the rooftop, recreating the Breakfast Club a million times. Because there is nothing that brings a bigger smile to my face than seeing her dance in, like, her youth and her joy and just having a good time and living life.
Yeah, as we all did.
As we all did in college. She just looks great. Like, I mean, anyway. And, you know, I have a kind of a crush on her. I'm just going to put it out
there,
too.
You have a girl crush.
I do have a girl crush on her. Like, you know, I'm as gay as the next gay man, but she is just so striking.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's
yeah.
just beautiful, and yeah. on top of that, intelligent, so it makes her doubly hot.
I know, right? That's the yes. thing. It's like, she's brilliant and, you know, and sassy and...
Socialist.
Yeah. Yeah, socialist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. will you marry me? But
and,
anyway.
And Latina.
And Latina. There you go, for you. Mm-hmm. But some Republican douchebag, of course, thought it would be a great idea to try to slander her. This guy, he goes by the handle at Anonymous Q1776.
First of all, that's that name.
Well, do you know what the Q stands for, right? Yeah. Do you know where that comes from?
Yeah, the QAnon, right?
The QAnon people.
Yeah, right. Anonymous yeah. Q, yeah.
It's the anonymous QAnon people who uh-huh. are like these conspiracy theorists who believe that like there's like people in the government who are like running the whole show and like, uh-huh. they're like nefarious and liberal and horrible.
Yeah. And anyway. Then, and then you add in 1776.
It's yeah. Like, well, that's the year of our Lord.
of our overlords.
our independence. But anyway, he thought it'd be a really good idea to try to like goof on her, you know, and like release this video that we've all seen by now of her dancing. If you don't know by now, she's recreating the dances done by Ali Sheedy, Molly Ringwald, the other guys in The Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. which is, of course, a legendary film. Filmmakers here, right? Mm-hmm. Grew up on that movie, am I right?
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, that movie was, like, fundamental. But anyway, and that video was produced for the college. It was later reported that the college had actually asked the organization that she was in, the student organization, they commissioned them to do a video, a fun little video to show that we're all team and blah, blah, right. blah. That was the video they produced for that college.
It's like they're so terrible at even researching.
They're so right, bad. Well, this is what he said as he released the video in a tweet. He said, "Here is America's favorite commie know-it-all, acting like the clueless nitwit she is."
No, ma'am.
Yeah, this is a no ma'am segment too.
Good God.
But you know, people were obviously quick to point out that the attempted smear was obviously unsuccessful.
Yeah.
There was one comment by Richard Burr, who, if that name sounds familiar to you, maybe it's because you watched The Great British Bake Off. He was one of the contestants on that show. And he said, quote, "I love how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has turned American politics into a live-action Footloose. People dancing? Oh, the horror. When will it end?" Unquote. And, I mean, did you remember that movie Footloose?
Yeah.
So the deal about the movie Footloose is that they're in this town where it's illegal to dance. And Kevin Bacon, you know, he comes in and he's like, you know, the dancer.
Yeah.
Like a scandalous dancer. Mm-hmm. Oh, and at the end they all get footloose and uh-huh. you know, say yes. the name. Yes. But I mean, literally that's what America's become.
I know.
That's what Trump America's become. Mm-hmm. It's footloose. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I meant by MAGA. Also, did you guys see what Molly Ringwald mm-hmm. tweeted? Of course, yes. Molly, the star of The Breakfast Club, she tweeted out, quote, "That's it, Alexandra, you're in the club," heart-shaped emoji.
Love it.
That's so cool. Ali yep. Sheedy actually tweeted, too, a heart.
See,
she tweeted a heart.
See, people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think my favorite part, though, is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez herself tweeted, "I hear the GOP thinks women dancing are scandalous. Wait till they find out Congresswomen dance too."
Yes.
Ooh. And it's Latina emoji with the twirl.
Yes, the Valentina.
It's the Valentina.
I always think of that as the Valentina emoji.
That is the Valentina emoji.
Right.
But and then in the video that she posted, she's of course dancing to right. War.
Yes.
In the halls of Congress. Mm-hmm. And she goes into her own Congress office. Mm-hmm. Bitch, closes yep. the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm living. You're giving me life.
Yeah.
AOC, you give us life yes. every week.
She is the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
She's the winner, please. Baby. Yes. So we're going to raise our glasses.
Yes.
I actually poured just a little smidge of mezcal here.
Oh, this is how it starts. This is how it starts.
No. Ridiculous.
Okay, I've got a seltzer.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And we're going to raise our glasses to AOC yes. and to dancing.
To dancing.
Let's
dance our asses off this year.
Let's yes. dance our ass off this year.
We need a lot more of that.
And you guys have a great rest of your week. And as always, when you think of something positive, think of...
Esso, esso, esso!
Thanks again for listening to El Puente Podcast, an intersectional conversation where all our voices can meet.
Don't just sit there, stand up. Don't just listen, join the conversation.
On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or you can email us at bocamadremedia@gmail.com.
I totally hit a stranger after one of his films in the movie theater. It was The Skin I Live In. Did you see that?
I love that movie.
That movie was so good. And I went alone, and this woman was next to me, and I pulled out my handkerchief, and I was like, "Didn't you see that coming?" Just like hitting her with my hanky, and then I was like, "I'm sorry."
PocaMadreMibia.com.
At gmail.com.
I always get that shit wrong.
Everyone knows it's Gmail.
This is only episode 20, 29, 28?
I know. I still haven't gotten that shit right. God damn it.